The next station too for granular sound.
Elzina, good morning. If it's for the go, you have a go from Munich.
Happy good morning. Thanks for the go. Granular sound is on and LED is green.
Elzina, we copy. Thank you. All good.
The station on two, granular sound, is powered and 28-volt LED is green.
And Zina, we copy. Thank you. And Zina, on to a question from Munich. Did you enter the if block?
Question, but no, I did not. Came on the first time.
Okay, we copy. Wonderful. Thanks.
Absolutely. And happy to go back and check up on it if you're getting signal on the ground that I need to check the power.
And thank you for the offer. It looks all good for the moment.
Station Huntsville on 2. 5 minutes to CubeSat deploy.
So Johnny 2, copy.
Station Huntsville on 2. 1 minute to CubeSat deploy.
You copy.
Johnny Tukuba on 2. Here comes 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, deploy.
Station Huntsville on 2. 5 minutes to CubeSat deploy.
Copy.
Station Huntsville on 2. 1 minute to CubeSat deploy.
Copy. Let's go, Ski.
Johnny Tsukuba on 2. Here comes 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Deploy.
Houston Station on 2 for timeline.
Mike, good morning. Houston's with you on 2. Go ahead for timeline.
Good morning. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving, and we are definitely thankful to be aboard the International Space Station, especially it is very port full up here. All of our ports are now occupied. This is historic and awesome. Hey, for the timeline, I have anomalous gas analyzer, AGA, activity coming up. Going through the procedure, it looks like you guys want to see a lot of things. And that means we probably need to optimize for KU, the way that Optimus shows that suggests that if we start a few minutes early, we might be able to get through the whole thing with the continuous KU. So I'm proposing that we start the HEA activity around 9:45, 9:50, if that works for you.
That, Mike. Thanks for having a look at the comm there. We support your plan. We'll plan to get started once you're ready there at, I think you said 9:45, 9:50.
Affirmative. And also, I'm thinking node 2, camera 2 is easiest for me, but node 2, camera 1 will also work. Just let me know which one you'd like, and we'll have that set up so you can come aboard when we start the activity.
Okay, Mike, it is sounding like we're going to be using both cameras, so that's node 2, cam 2, and cam 1.
Most excellent. We will get you. We will get them moved closer to the work area and see what we can do. Thank you.
Roger. Copy. And thank you, Mike.
Station Huntsville on 2. 5 minutes to CubeSat deploy.
Station copy. Thanks.
Station Houston on Space Ground 2 for Mike and AGA checkout.
I was just about to call you. Do you want to move to Space Ground 3 to have room for the satellite deploy?
Confirm. Let's get out of the way.
Station Huntsville on 2. 1 minute to CubeSat deploy.
She copy. Let's go, Ski.
Jody, Scuba on 2. Here comes 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, deploy.
Station Houston on Space Ground 2 for Mike and AGA.
Yes, how can I help?
Mike, we're showing good data. Just wanted to let you know.
Excellent. Feedback is important. And, yeah, we're at 4 minutes and 39 seconds. Should we continue or wait for the 5?
We'll give it the additional, say, 20 seconds to go.
Roger that. Okay, Houston on 2 for AGA. Looks like steps 3.1 through 3.6 are successfully completed for the next two AGAs. And that all AGA units have been evaluated, and I'm ready to go to step 4, unless you want to see something else.
Copy, Mike. We are also ready to proceed to step 4. However, we would like to go ahead and have all 4 of the AGAs in the same workspace, if that's okay, to minimize localized anomalies.
Okay. We will do our very best to succeed and keeping the inlets all clear.
Mike, additional piece of info. We don't need to have all four in the same view at once. We just need them co-located.
Copy. They are about a little over a meter apart, the pairs. We will get them all to be closer than that.
Mike Houston on 2, just for some additional context. With them being apart, we are seeing temperature discrepancies that we'd like to minimize, so we think pulling them together will eliminate that.
Absolutely. Just to also let you know, both of these are near, because we're on the maintenance work areas, they are near laptops. One is near SSC-10, the other one's near SSC-17. Our laptops run super hot, so I will tilt the exhaust ports from the laptops also away from the area, and I'll get all four pretty close together, and hopefully that will reduce variation, and very happy to help.
Awesome. We like that, Mike. Sounds good.
All right, Houston on 2. That view looks okay to me, but you all are the final judge, so just let me know if that works and if you'd like something else, because we're happy to help.
Great view, Mike. And to be honest, I was impressed you snuck that fourth one on the table there.
The beauties of microgravity.
I know, right? I was sure it was going to fall.
I could switch 1005 and 1007 and see if that makes a difference.
Mike Houston, back with you on 2. We had a handover, so we didn't quite hear what you said. We caught the tail end.
Yeah, there's a spatial, maybe there's, you know, they're all very close to each other, but if we think that there's some small variations in temperature and things, I can move serial number 1007 and switch it with 1005 and see if that's a, if the differences are because of they're in slightly different spaces, or maybe it's just a variation is in the device itself. Over. And we have plenty of time.
I think that sounds like a great plan. We will take the swap and see if that changes that temperature variation.
Nick, Johnny, SpaceNet 2, question for upcoming AstroPi birthday message.
Johnny, good morning. We are with you on 2, and if you want to ask for the go, you have a go from Munich.
Hey, good morning. This sounds like Martina. I hope you're having a good day. Copy the go. And the question I had was, are you set on having the Z9 take this recording? I think Z9 is capable of very high resolution, so that shouldn't be a problem. I can also do it with the XF705. It's just as easy for me to do that. And then the second question is audio required?
Johnny, yes, we copy the questions. You can use any camera you want, and audio is not required.
Okay, copy. Thank you so much.
Mike Houston, Space Ground 2. Okay, we've got the data we need from the switch. We're seeing that fourth AGA is still slightly out of family from the others, but we're ready for you to proceed in step 5 when you are.
Okay. Really glad to have a chance to put them all together like this, and looks like the camera view is good. It's nice to have the family together for the holidays, right? Step number 5 is you would like to get a palm reading. So the portable oxygen monitor is reading 20.4. I could put it very, very close to the other ones if that helps. I don't think there's very much variation, but we can eliminate any questions if you like. But you can see the palm is 1 meter away from the AGAs.
Copy, Mike. Understand the reading. Let's go ahead and get that second one, like you suggested, close to the units.
Roger that. We'll let it stabilize, but it's reading 20.4 now, and we'll give it about 30 seconds if that works for you.
30 seconds, 20.4, copy.
And can you read the AGA readings still? If not, I can zoom back into the 4 and the family.
Leave as is, Mike. We are able to see it.
I love high definition.
But we do, too. Absolutely. Hey, Mike, we're going to call that point complete.
All right, the portable oxygen monitor is reading 20.4, and I will put the carbon dioxide monitor intake near where the AGA intakes are. Initial reading is 0.22, I think, in slightly different units for the than the AGAs.
Roger, 0.22, and we're looking at step 6.
Affirmative, and good readback. Okay, and an update on the reading for the carbon dioxide monitor. It is 0.22, and now and then the 100th point changes to 0.21, but it's pretty solid at 0.22.
Copy, Mike. We are calling that good data and point complete.
Okay, if that's the case, I'm ready for step 8 if you are, but we're also really ahead of time, so if there's anything that we can, any other things we want to do while we have the AGA family out, very happy to be helpful.
Mike, we're happy with the data. Yeah, if we had anything to turn you loose on, we'd say so, but currently we do not. So you have our go for step 8 in 72-0440.
Copy, go for step 8. Do you want me to do for step 8.1 one at a time? Do you need to see the off sequence? Again, I'm just getting familiar with the AGAs myself, so I want to make sure you get what you need.
Negative, Mike, no specific requirement. This part is at your discretion in terms of order.
Okay. Sorry, I stepped on you. This part's at my discretion, and then?
At your discretion, and I said in terms of order. I mean, yeah, you still follow the procedure, of course.
Okay. Okay, so I'd like to start with 1007, and I think I need your go for each unit.
And Mike Houston on 2, we're going to upgrade your go to be a turbocharged go. You have a blanket go for all 4.
Copy. Blanket go for all 4. Thanks. Thanks for the clarification.
You bet. Although it's a good note that the procedure does say for each AGA unit. Yeah.
Hey, looks like you've got good power down on all 4 units.
Roger. We understand shutdown on all 4.
Houston Station on 2 for some quick bonus information for carbon dioxide monitor.
Hey, Houston's with you on 2. We will definitely take it. It's the bonus round.
Yeah, so the CDM, when turning off, it will give a battery status, and it looks like a flower, so all the petals of the flower are there, or it looks like the battery on serial number 1028 is fully charged. Over.
Copy, understand 1028, fully charged. Good data, thank you.
And Houston Station on 2 for AGA.
Back with you on 2 for AGA. Go ahead, Mike.
Gunny, just want to say that was fun activity. I think I just have the cleanup steps. I just want to make sure that there isn't anything else before I say goodbye.
Oh, man. I don't think we have anything else for you. This was great fun. Thanks.
And I think this was an Ethos activity, so thanks, Jason. And cheers to all the rest of the Orbit One team with Zach and Amanda and Ryan and Thomas and Abraham and Caitlin, Nancy, Gregory, a guy named Jacob, and, of course, Flight. Hi, Chloe.
Hi, Mike. It's been fun.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that, yes, AGAs have been a while coming, so it's nice to see them do well today. Thank you. Houston Station 2, real quick on the portable oxygen monitor batteries. Would we like them to be recharged or just stowed and then charged closer to the next activity?
Check in real quick. Mike Houston, back with you on 2. We're thinking we're good to have them stowed for now, and then we'll check back in if we need them to be recharged.
Okay, no worries. Always happy to for the help, and always happy to get ahead of the charging timeline. Like Kimi Yui-san, he's always good at that, so I'm trying to be more like him.
Absolutely. It's always good to have inspiration. Additionally, a quick report from Ethos as well, just for a feedback loop. We did say all 4 of the AGAs passed, which I assume is good news.
It's indeed good news. Glad to hear it that they all passed, and I'm sure it'll take some time, but we look forward to, for them to join us as a regularly scheduled emergency equipment possibility.
Sure. It's just important to keep them away from the fan advanced recirculation technology.
And Houston on 2, if you're done with the Node 2 cameras, comma, two of them, I'll put them back in their regularly scheduled or just their regular stowage places.
Copy all, Mike. We're good to have you take down quantity 2 Node 2 cameras. And, of course, return them to their regularly scheduled programming.
Houston, station on 2 for the E4D Viz maintenance.
Okay, Chris, Houston's with you on 2. Go ahead for the E4D Viz maintenance.
Hey, how's it going? Johnny and I just completed the Viz maintenance, so we just had a couple things to report. We had noticed that on one of the Z springs, there was a little bit of orangish coloration. We took some pictures of that, and actually of both springs. We also noticed that the Viz was not centering well, and we noticed that one of the Z springs and one of the Y springs had popped off of their the places that they hook onto. So we replaced those. We took some pictures before and after, and Johnny is just putting the photos on SSC 27.
Okay, copy that, Chris. We got all that. The orangish color, the Viz not centering well, and copy, photos are going down on SSC 27.
That's a good readback. Thank you.
Sweet. Thanks, man.
Thanks, Johnny.
Cheers. Station Houston, space to ground 2 for Johnny, for Chris, and the Viz.
It's you on 2.
Howdy, howdy. Okay, so we have a question for you. When you mentioned the Viz was not centering well, when the springs were replaced, did the Viz recenter itself, or did it stay uncentered?
Sure, when you replaced the springs, it recentered itself quite nicely.
Okay, awesome. That helps us out. Appreciate it.
Station Hall, Space Ground 2, for Echo Finder.
Imiam Munich with you on 2.
Okay, happy to working with you. I have two questions, maybe, or suggestions, which is the activities which is scheduled for from 13:35. I just gathered all tools and also took pictures, and it was very fine. One suggestion is item number 4. I found this, but this one doesn't have any like a label, just barcode. So may I just put some like a label or and highlight it like an Echo Finder to kit 1 or something like that, and put it on the lid. That is one suggestion. And second suggestion is, since we have very vibration sensitive experiments going on, granular science, but this store location is very close to that location. So maybe I just want to attempt to store this, these items for now nearby, and I'd like to put it in the location after this experiment is complete. How do you think?
Kimia, we took note of your suggestions, and we ask you please to stand by a moment. We have to think about that.
Okay. And also, I'm going to put these photos to SSC 21 from now, so please look at these pictures also.
Okay, that's great. We copy SSC 21. Thanks.
Yes, and this equipment itself is super fine. Everything is fine, so no worry.
Copy, thank you. Mission Unicorn 2 for Kimia and EcoFinder.
Unicorn 2?
Hey, Kimia, we took note of your suggestions, and we think you were talking about the temporary stowage location for item number 4. Is that correct?
Item number 4 and 2, actually. Yeah, so 4 and 2 together. So, yes, that's right. Item number 4, yeah.
Okay, copy that. And we would just need to know the exact location to pass it to the team, please.
Okay, so I'm going to think about that and write some notes on a crew note, so please check that crew note a little bit later, maybe in 10 minutes.
Okay, excellent. Thanks. And regarding the other suggestion with the label, we don't have the experts on console right now, and we would like to check if they are okay with that. What do you think?
Okay, understand. For now, actually, just put some like a paper label, or which we can remove easily if it's not necessary, or stay put it stay when it's installed if it is necessary. Since right now it's only have barcode, so it's very hard for crew to find it. So I'll just temporarily put some paper item name on it.
Kimia, we take that. That's a good idea. And let us know also, please, what you're going to write on the label.
Okay, understand. So I'm going to just take that picture as well and send to you by SNC21.
Sounds like a good plan. Thank you.
Thank you for your support.
It's been station on 2 for the Brian processor. Mike and I have the Node 3 Cam 1 set up, and you guys are welcome to come on board.
Copy that, Chris. We are on board now, and the camera looks fine for now, although we may have some adjustments in a little bit, if that sounds good. I'd make faces back at you, but I think it's quite a productive endeavor. Chris, Mike, Houston on 2 for the Brian processor bladder changeout.
With you on 2.
Guys, we can pass you step 2.1 in 2.950. That's the bladder changeout. Our safing is complete per the note block.
See that. Safing is complete in 2.950.
Good. Read back. Thank you.
Houston station on 2 for brine processor.
Hey, guys. Houston's with you on 2 for the brine processor. Go ahead.
Yes. We removed the brine processing bag number 125 as expected and proceeding on to the next procedure.
We copy. Number 125 and moving on to the next one.
Houston, International Space Station, space around 2.
Mike Houston with you on 2.
Good morning, and welcome to Orbit 2, it sounds like. I'd like to say that we are on procedure 73-1164, step 8.5, and we are reporting that the brine supply QD is demated. You are go with capital G and O for clearing active alarms.
Copy, and good day to you, Mike, and we copy your step 8.5.
We are standing by for step 8.6 when you're ready. No hurries.
Let you know. Station Houston, space ground 2 for Spanky, you are go on step 8.6. Copy, okay.
And Houston, station space ground 2, step 8.7, unfortunately, the adjustment was unsuccessful. The QD will need to be mated by hand. Also, on step 8.7.8, could you tell us if we need to do that step also?
Hey, Mike, we copy all. Could you give us a little more in-depth description of what you think the issue is, and if it's convenient, if you could give us a video tour as you're doing that description? And yes, 878 will be required today.
Okay, thanks for the 878. We copy that. I can give you the video tour, and Chris will show what's going on. But basically, it looks like we just have a small misalignment, which was the problem at the beginning. We thought we had this one linked, and we're close, but no cigar.
Copy.
Houston station on 2 for the QD. Hopefully, you have a good view here, but you can see we did the alignment. You can see it kind of looks like it's pushing it a little bit laterally as it goes in. Towards the outside away from the bladder. And as we push it in, no click.
All right. Thanks, Chris. Yeah, that was a good view. We're talking about it. Standby. Station Houston on to Mike and Chris. Yeah, we're just talking over things. Yeah, the plan to do this by hand sounds good. When you're done, we may have another follow-up question for you, but yeah, you're good to proceed with the alignment by hand.
Copy. We will then go through. We photo-documented, so we'll go through steps 8.7.3, and then we will execute all the way through to 8.7.8, and then we will give you all the reports as published.
Copy.
Houston Station for standby. Houston Station on 2 for mine processor bladder install, step 8.7.8.9. The bladder QD is mated.
Great, thank you. We copy.
And we are standing by for step number 9.
And we are good for you to perform step 9.
Thank you very much. And Houston, we are finished with the brine processor bladder install procedure. I think you said you had some questions and we're standing by to give you some answers.
Yeah, the one question we had is, do you think the procedure to try to do this alignment was beneficial enough that it's worth trying again in the future, or do you think this is always going to be a manual process that you just did?
Rob, we call copy the question. If you give us a few seconds, we will give you a really good answer.
Thank you. While you're waiting, if you do want to take a break here to do your CB crew conference, we are in a good spot, and we can pick up things after the conference.
Student Station 2 for Brine Processor.
Good, Zena.
Hey, to answer your question, it's possible that we could fix this. It was not always like this. It's only been this way for a couple of weeks now. My best impression is that it's not just that F1 bracket or F2 bracket, whatever it's called. It's not just that bracket that's controlling the alignment. Maybe if we loosen the fasteners on sled or the track or something else, just to give a little more wiggle room, we'd be able to get it realigned.
All right, Zia, I appreciate that feedback. We're going to think about that and figure out our forward plan for future maintenance like this.
And it's really not a difficult thing to mate it by hand, so I personally would be pretty comfortable if that was just the non-ops going forward.
All right, appreciate that. Great info.
And Rob, after further conversation, we think it's probably the fastest and easiest way just to do it manually from here on. That'll just save crew time. However, you guys are the smart ones down there to figure it all out. And in the meantime, we're going to close up and put away everything for the stowage note. We'll make sure that the bracket that we removed, installed, and then removed goes back to the same place we found it. And then also, we had a quick question. We have a brine processor odor containment bag, bubble wrap, as well as a brine processor bladder bubble wrap. We think both of those are going to get trashed, but we want to make sure.
Checking.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2. For any available crew member, we need some help with our laptop and the Kermit in the lab, please.
Station, use of Space Ground 2 for Kimia.
Sound good.
Hey, Kimia, if this is a good time, for the XPWD activity, you can abort that for today. We're having an issue with the AdLink mini PC that was going to be able to get the data down, so we've got to address that first so you can abort that activity, but XPWD is available for use.
Okay, understand. Thank you very much. So I'm going to abort this activity, and XPWD go for use all the time. Thank you.
Agreed.
And Houston Station on 2 for timeline.
Go for timeline.
Rob, I'm just finishing up my ARED pretty much on schedule, and I saw that there was a sequenced activity afterwards for Yedida transfer. I was thinking that we probably won't be ready, and I was just wondering the status of that just so I can plan out my last set of exercises.
Yeah, your assessment is accurate. We are not ready for that, so yeah, you can probably step in your next exercise.
Okay, super. And, of course, understanding everything's coming in sequence, and we're definitely not in a hurry up here, so we'll be standing by whenever the rest of the team is all ready. And thanks. Thanks for the update.
Station Houston Space Ground 2 for Chris.
Ahead on 2 for Chris.
Hey, Chris. We're about to enter a long LOS. We wanted to get these words up to you. When Johnny gets done with his in-flight debrief, you guys are go to do the recycle tank fill part 2. You have our go on step 3.1.2. And on step 5.3.7, we would like some photos of the brine supply line.
Copy that. That we are go for our task and go in 3.1.2 and in 5.2.7. You want some photos, so we can do that.
Yeah, and 5.3.7 was a step where we need the photos of the Bryant supply line QD. So thank you for being willing to do that.
Absolutely. 5.3.7. Copy all. Thanks very much. Talk to you on the other side. Houston, station on 2 for the EPA ops.
Right on 2.
Yep. Yeah, so we are complete in step 5.8 of 2.964. The Bryant supply line QD is demated from the bladder QD, and the compressor port has been disconnected from the line, so the red compressor cable is taken off, and the cap is not in place, and the valve position is in fill.
All right, thank you for that. That is a good config. We're going to need about 30 more minutes before we can do the end of S slot, so we can call you at that time.
Copy that. We'll wait for your call. Thanks very much. Appreciate it.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for any available crew member and some help with Kermit. Just another quick power cycle.
Go ahead on 3. What, 2? 3.
Hey, Kimia, this time we need a power cycle of the controller unit of the Kermit. It is mounted below the Kermit, kind of stuck to the plate that the Kermit is sitting on. There's a button. If you could just turn that off, turn it on, and then turn the microscope back on, please.
Okay, actually, already Mike Sun did it, so please check it off.
Okay, we copy. We're checking.
That's already on. And we have blue storage light already on, so it should be fine. Thank you.
And we copy all. Thank you guys so much.
And actually, right now, blue light is flashing. And I don't know if that is expected or not.
Okay, we copy. We are checking on the ground. It'll probably take us a few minutes, but thank you.
Yeah, and I think we hear some like a strange sound, trying to move, but cannot type things.
Okay, we copy that. Also, that is good information. Thank you. We're going to go scratch our heads a little bit and see what we can come up with.
Okay, please let us know anything. We are happy to have here to help.
Thank you very much.
Station Houston Space to Ground 2 for Chris and Mike.
Houston, station on 2 for a question about the unit base swap.
Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, we just wanted to check in with you guys whether we have a go to try to knock that out before DTC.
Yes, sir. Great minds think alike. You and Spanky are go to do that, and we're expecting that the very last activity that's actually it's about the on the timeline will be a little bit after the evening DPC for you to do.
Sounds great to us. We'll get on that and plan for that after DPC. Thank you.
Thank you.
Houston, station on 2 for the Yideve swap. We are in step 3.3 of 2.900, and we have Yideve 1473.
Hey, Chris, that is a good number for the Yideve.
Sounds good. Thank you. Houston, station on 2 for the Yideve changeout. We've completed the task, and we have the green, so double green transfer compressor hose connected to Padacha de Blenya on the Yideve.
Chris, that is a good config. Thanks. Station, use the space to ground 2 for Mike and Chris.
Hey, Rob, great to hear from you. What do you got for us, sir?
Hey, Mike, just want to let you know that we are ready for you to perform your last activity, the part 3 of the recycle tank drain with EPA fill drain valve.
Copy. We'll give us 5 minutes and we'll report back.
Copy.
Reported to Jiggy Jane. Control 12, respond, please. Thank you, my counselor.
Send space to ground 2 from the International Space Station and node number 3.
Good, Mike.
Yeah, we are ready for step number 7 and looking for your go. We think we have it, but we're just double, triple checking on procedure 2.9 or 6.4.
And Mike, you are go.
Thank you.
Hello, Mike.
Houston, station on 2 for the UPA fill drain valve. We have the drain valve in the process position, and we have connected the red marked 2 UPA fill drain compressor port hose to the compressor ports. Red to red.
Thanks, Chris. That is a good config.
Rob in Orbit 2, thanks. Thank you, everyone, for the work today. It was fun, and it's great to have new people on board. It's also pretty crowded, and we got all 8 ports filled, so what an interesting day aboard the International Space Station. So thanks, everyone, and have a good evening. Just double-checking, Rob, is there anything else you got for Chris and myself?
And Spanky, yeah, thanks for those words. It was a pleasure working with you today as well, and no, we have no other actions for you today.
And everyone have a good afternoon, a good evening, and good night, and we'll see some of you tomorrow.
Have a good night.